morning, everyone, if we can start. If I can firstly commence by calling on one of our Indigenous liaison officers within the CMC, Mr. Dan Abednego, to make the acknowledgement of the traditional owners. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, everyone. Protocol that we do this, and I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owner of this land here, the Yimwan Awiwara Living people. And I'd like to also acknowledge the elders of this area. And thank you.
Thank you, Dan. We were to have a welcome to country from Seath, 4 Mile, but we understand that Seath is caught in the dreadful Cairns traffic and is about 10 minutes away, so we unfortunately don't think we can wait for that. I'd like to add my welcome on behalf of the CMC and to thank you all for coming here today. I'll be introducing all our participants in a few minutes, but if I can say a few things first. Firstly, some formalities, if I can go through those. This public hearing of the Crime and Misconduct Commissioners held pursuant to our Act. I'll be presiding as the chairperson of the Crime and Misconduct Commission. We will be recording today's discussion. There will be a transcript made. It will be made available on our CMC website as soon as possible, so you'll all be able to access it through that. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Recording of Evidence Act, I direct that the proceedings here today be recorded by a recorder as defined by that Act. The recorders will be Benjamin Bartlett and Joshua Cater. Now, those formalities, they might sound very much like formalities, but they do give protection to all people here you'll be contributing today under the terms of our Act. We're giving the media permission to do a video recording of this very early stage for their own purposes. We also, that will cease by the time that I invite any of you to speak. After that, any media who wants to be present has been given the permission to record, not for broadcast purposes, but merely for purposes of accuracy, to make sure that if they report anything, they get it accurate, and we don't have any misreporting. Having been through those formalities, I want to stress today that this is not a public hearing in the way that we do them in, say, investigative matters. This is what I would prefer to call a public forum, a public discussion, a facilitated discussion with you all. Our inquiry into policing in Indigenous communities is being conducted because of a referral made to us under our Act by the Attorney-General. There were two main triggers for the inquiry. Firstly, there was the death of Mulrunji in police custody on Palm Island in 2004. You'd be aware that the anger of some Palm Island residents led to the destruction of the police station, the courthouse, police accommodation and a police vehicle. And police later said that they feared for their lives. Secondly, early this year, there was rioting in Arakoon, again directed at police, and a large number of people attacked the police station and police vehicles, as well as other buildings in the town. Police officers, their families and others took refuge in the police station, and one officer fired a rifle in order to dispel the crowd. There can be no doubt that relations between Indigenous people and communities and police have suffered as a result of the Palm Island events in particular. Repairing or building better relationships is a key focus of our inquiry. Our terms of reference. Through our inquiry, we want to influence the future conduct of policing in Indigenous communities by addressing the following key questions that are referred to us in our terms of reference.